Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Friends of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. The authentic source of Nigerian information, positive Nigerian is all the way. All right, welcome back. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, and of course, as promised of after time, looking at the impact of education in Nigeria, we have Otunba Adedoye-Adesina, is the chairman of the Lagos State Chapter of the Nigeria Union of Teachers. Good day, Jesus.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
We're thanks to Almighty God.
All right, sir. Thank God. You're welcome to Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are looking at the impact of COVID-19 and education in Nigeria. And we want to look at how the COVID-19 has affected education. Last week, we looked at the impact of the COVID-19 on children in Nigeria. And how aware that in the heat of the COVID-19 virus in Nigeria last year, schools have to shut down for the safety of children and, of course, the teachers. And it went on for several months. This led a lot of development in the educational space in Nigeria. Now, before we begin to analyze the issues one after the other, what is your take on the closure of schools? And was it properly planned? And was there any impact?
Thank you very much. According to the definition of health by World Health Organization, it said it's a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being without near disease or infirmity. So it is everybody that is alive that we teach and we study. Once you are dead, it has gone. So I think that was what led, because of the insurgent that time, was led to the closure of various institutions, right from primary up to tertiary level. Even working offices are closed. I mean, there was a time that we have a total lockdown, that nobody could move from one place to another. Because people need to be prevented, people need to be guided, so that the scourge will not spread astronomically.
Yeah.
Having done that, yes, let's look at the place of that COVID-19 or the impact on the education system during that time. It has a very bad effect on education in society. When you look at the performance of those who wrote the final examination last year, you find out that it was not something that is commendable. As a result of many things they're supposed to do before the examination, if the examination was being postponed, some of them have prepared before the postponement of their examination as a result of the closure. So many of them, they could not have interaction. Basically, the downtrodden masses, the children of downtrodden masses, some of them that cannot even afford a smartphone or Android phone that they can use in accessing the online lecture they said they took in place.
Mm-hmm.
You find out that who were just going on their own. Some even retreated back into their villages, to their farms and other things. They are farming there without even consulting their books. So it has a very big negative effect on the performance of the student. Many things they're supposed to have been taught in school, being introduced online, because you cannot replace physical teaching. It's online teaching.
Definitely.
Students and pupils, they learn very fast through interaction, identifying with concrete evidence, because whatever they see, they feel, they touch, it's cement in their memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the time in their retentive memory, whenever they come across that thing, it's a flashback that social time, this thing was, that's the reason why we don't teach in abstract. We use a instructional aid to back our teaching up. So it has a very negative effect on the teachers. You find out that some teachers of primary primary schools. They were not paid for that period.
Yeah.
Brought about a lot of economic hardship to some of the implementers of this program. But we want to thank the government of Lagos State. Especially, I want to give this to the government of Lagos State, where I'm serving. They did very well to make sure that, despite the fact that we are not in school, the salaries were paid as I went there.
Yeah.
So, but on the part of some others, it brought a lot of economic hardship. Even to the parents, they are supposed to assist those children in one way or the other in their education. They were unable to go, apply their trade and others. So everything bothers them on negative.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for the analysis. But you made mention of something that caught my attention, talking about how physical learning can never replace online learning. I mean, you can't compare both of them. But at the same time, looking at the entire situation, do you not think that the reason it is like that is because of what the children have been made to understand from the very beginning? I mean, that is what they are used to. So adapting another system of learning was difficult at that time. Because I think that, the online learning is also a method that should, or what do you think? I shouldn't be the one saying, what do you think?
When there is going to be change in social order, two people are going to be affected.
Okay.
Those who have been using the old order, and those who are going to benefit in the new order.
Okay.
It's either positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of this, you will find out that just online teaching is alien to us. It is a makeshift program. So, because it's a mainstream program, those who have not adapted themselves, they are finding it difficult. I told you many problems associated with that online teaching. For the service provider, they are not helping matters. Poor network. Some of the downtrodden masses, it's only those who are in the elite class, the children of the elite. That if they don't have food, they can use the phone of their parents.
Yeah.
But what of the market women in our village?
Yeah.
That the phone that person is using is just to receive and make calls.
Yeah.
What will be the place of the children of this one? And they form the bulk of those people in the society. So, but through online, whether you are from early class, you're from graduate class, it's going to be beneficial for everybody because you are going to talk together. The same presentation is going to be made to both the early children and that of grandchildren. The same type of instructional materials. It's not that they're going to create one special instructional material for one and one for the other. So that is one of the reasons why we are saying that you cannot replace that the online teaching, the physical teaching. Quite a lot of people will argue that we are going to the world's a global village, you are developing it technologically. What other people in Western world or in advanced economy is it what they put in place that we are putting in place in our own country? Aside from some of the services, if they hardly use any hope in foreign country, that is not having a Wi-Fi. But here, the people will still struggle to buy data. So,
the summary of this is that as a country in Nigeria, we are not there yet when it comes to adopting online learning for
children.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. If you want to start, it is not when we are in crisis. It's a gradual process.
Mm.
Enlightenment campaign. Through education. To the town art. To the towns and villages. Those and clinics.
Okay.
So it should be a gradual process.
Okay.
What we did that time was a crash program.
It was a rush.
Some will benefit. Because I told you, those who are early class that are very used to honorable, those who are used. Even in their home, they have Wi-Fi in their home. So They don't have any problem. But well, how many of them compare to the larger population?
Sure. I remember last week we had a conversation also talking about the impact of COVID-19 on children in Nigeria. And we had an interesting conversation with Taiwo Asilam. He's a lawyer and a child rights advocate. And he made mention of something that really caught my attention. He said that during the COVID-19, when children were not allowed to go to school due to the virus, of course, he said he visited the community and he said the children in that particular community had never heard of online classes.
That's what I'm saying.
Connect to what you're saying exactly. Building of the work. Okay, all right. Point taken. Thank you very much for that. Also, in one of our interviews last week, while looking at how COVID-19 has affected children, also, a psychologist mentioned that children were exposed to a lot on the internet, as well as many other things, you know, with the use of, with access to the internet. And of course, access to phones and all of that. Do you agree with that children were exposed to what they shouldn't have been exposed to in your movie?
The assumption is quite okay and correct. Because some of them, I said the assumption of exposing them to what they were not supposed to be exposed to. The assumption is correct.
Okay.
Because some of them, because they don't have where to go, they roam the streets very close in their village. Some of them were out of, now later became out of two as a result of an early childhood pregnancy.
Mm.
Some of them, son will be a local farmer.
Mm.
Some of them, because of what they want to eat or register, they turn to hawkers.
Mm.
So they were exposed to many things that they were not supposed to. I agree with the president that said so. That's why the fact that, as I've told you, that even those in the early class that we are talking of, some of them, instead of them to use they go to various sites that are not for the purpose they have created something for them.
Mm.
So, but as we are growing gradually, now we have exposed to that thing. It's now for the government of the country and various state and local government to now capitalize on what we have done during that COVID, build upon it. See, we are in some areas where correction needs to be made in terms of the service provider, in terms of education and enlightenment campaign that they can reach and encourage the parents, the guardians, and the world, and the driver's masses on how they can get their own smartphone to assist their children in benefiting from online teaching.
All right, thank you very much, Dad. But building on what you said, talking about the children during the lockdown participating in other things, for them to be able to earn a living and survive during the virus. Research has also proven that many children have not been able to return to school. Do you think the economical effect of the pandemic, do you agree with the claim that even up until this moment, the children have still not been able to recover from the economic crisis and have not been able to return to school?
Yes, many of them did not even return. I think we did analysis that of Lagos State. We have a lot of them that when we are doing the statistics of those who have gone. I think some of them, there are many that have not come back to school. Some have left here for their villages to start maybe to land trade, and some have gone back to their farm. Some have gone. Some have even married. And gone. So we have majority of them have a teenager pregnancy. No, in some places, we are in their tradition that when the children is around 13, when they see the first menstrual or something, they now link that person with somebody that she is going to marry. It was the biggest opportunity for them to do all those things. So that they just it's not going on. I'll go to your husband's place. And when they are treated they are well treated there, what they now do is that when you ask them to go back to school, they refuse to go to school.
Hmm.
And that's the reason why Lagos is adopted zero something project. I forgot the name of that thing. So that all those ones that have left the school, they bring them back to school. Some of them, they don't have uniform. You see, the Lagos government, they distributed the IDC. They go to various looks and screenings of the state. They identify those who are, to encourage them, this is the bag, this is the uniform, this is standard, this is salt. So that they can go back. When they see those things, so some of them are not back to school.
Okay. All right. Well, we can focus on some of the students and the children in general, but we not forget that these schools are not just made up of students alone. We have teachers who are also, still part of the educational system. Now, talking about teachers, I know you did mention a bit earlier that, especially for private schools, most of them, if not all of them, were not being paid salaries. So most of them were not being paid salaries, and of course, it led to a lot of economic hardship for these people. Now, would you agree, or would you say that in the midst of all of this, the same way we talked about children or some of these students not having the ability to return to school, we also have you noticed some sort of maybe shortage of teachers due to the pandemic in schools?
You mean that already the teaching force is not enough. Especially in public school. Most of the places, most of our classes are virtually empty. That we teach. But it's only now that you say government are just trying to inject new people. For instance, Lagos State injected about 2,000 primary school teachers, 1,000 secondary school teachers, and few replacements they made. But it's not even enough. But the situation where a teacher, for instance, the secondary school is teaching SS1, SS2, SS3, the whole school, in a course subject like English, it's going to be a big burden, and it's going to be worrisome. The person will just put this on her best and leave the rest. So that's why we are saying, for private school, because of the people, want to keep body, mind, and soul together. Even if they did not pay them, yes. Some even resorted to act of God to hit on her faith. That's okay. And we just did that. But if I should leave this one, I don't know whether I will get another one. It was there. Keep it bothered. So some of the private institutions, they did well. Some paid them half salaries. Try to push in the effect and give them palliative, but it's not enough. It's not enough. But for public school, teachers are not leaving, not unless they retire. Because majority of the state government were paying the teachers and all other civil servants during the time of that COVID. So they try to push in the effect for them.
All right, thank you very much. Now, let's look at the educational system right now, this very moment. How would you say that we are faring as a country with the educational system in Nigeria?
Well, on the issue of kidnapping in the country, it is highly nauseating and highly disheartening. Because if the target of those bandits now and now to go to school, take the children or the students in the school and kidnap them for ransom. Yeah, it shows that we don't have any security network in Nigeria any longer. What is happening to the Directorate of Military Intelligence? what is happening to the state security service. At least there should be intelligence reports from time to time. Unlike before, we are not having, we are having the worst scenario. Unlike that of, we talk of Chibok Gate in that time. But after that one, another one came up. Then, in the Northwest now. Northwest is the worst hit now. So what happened in Kankara, in Niger? So that of Kaduna, the College of Fellowship. So that of the girls in secondary school. And many, they, like that. See, the security network in this country is highly appalling. It's worrisome that the innocent children, that in the name of a study, they are now become the target. And the government of this federation cannot find anything, any solution to that thing. We still have a long way to go. Not only that, it's affecting our members, our teachers. So they also were kidnapped for ransom. Some have been killed innocently in the course of delivering their daily duties. So the government of this country still needs to buckle up. They still need to come back to the drawing board and fashion out ways on how to curb this incessant kidnapping and banditry that's affecting not only the students, the teachers, and some other citizens of the country.
Okay, you're sitting in the Nigeria Radio, and of course, we're still discussing the impact of COVID-19 on education in Nigeria. If you're wondering who we have been talking to, we're talking to Osuba Abedoye Adesina, who's the chairman of the Labour Student Chapter of the Nigeria Union of Teachers. All right, so at the end of our conversation, I have one last question. Let's be realistic now. If we have to experience another wave of virus, schools have to shut down. How do you think the plan should be approved, especially from the first? I know we already mentioned a couple of things. Talking about the online classes, you know, how the government and the panic are for companies, such that everybody can benefit from it, whether the rich or the poor. But what other things do you think should the company put in place to ensure that you have a school on whom that have any discussion during any other lockdown?
Now, what you are trying to, if I can get what you are saying, you are trying to ask me about what are the possible solution or recommendation to the government. Is that what you are saying?
No, what I'm saying is, if we have another lockdown, what should the government do differently?
Yes, if we have another lockdown.
When we are first time. Yes,
we don't pray for another lockdown. Let me say that one on it locally, because it's going to cause a lot of economic hardship.
Yeah.
But I think with the method now that is being adopted, with the vaccination that has started, I think it is something we need to get. But prevention, if
what happens,
the opposing situation again arises. Well, since we have started the adaptation of those things, that's why I said that they are stealing from government. Despite the fact that we are not having lockdown, we should not relax on our efforts in carrying out the enlightenment campaign.
Okay.
Providing ways for people to, on the ways how they are going to adapt that thing in the country. Encourage the downtrodden masses on the issue of where they are safe for the community to subsidize for them. The SBMC, Food Based Management Committee, the Parent Forum, why don't they come together, educate them on how to go out and charge our people at the rural branches and tell them the importance of that thing, that if there's any problem, there should be an alternative to combat that problem.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you so much. It's so the beautiful and enlightened points that they have given to them. And of course, we can only hope that we can get better as countries, and not just in, you know, some areas, but every area, especially the area of education. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your contribution.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Enjoy the rest.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, of course, that was.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.